Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we really, really appreciate you guys sticking with us. Honestly, we know that there's a lot of news, and we're going to try to get to all of it. I tell you, it blows my mind what, you know, I've done this show now for 14 years. And what I had to cover, I thought was pretty dramatic 14 years ago. Where our healthcare was going, was it going to be socialized? Was Medicare and Social Security going to be defunct by the 20s, 2025? Now, I mean, we have people supporting the writings of Osama bin Laden. So I get that it's crazy. And COVID helped contribute to the craziness of this world. So to lock down or not to lock down, that is the question. And that is a question that persists. And you have public officials on both sides saying their way was the better way. And people have asked for the science behind, was the lockdown worth it? Did the lockdown save lives? When somebody says, yep, the lockdown saved lives, look at all the lives we saved, then people are like, good, you know what, lock us down anytime you want. When the studies go, no, it didn't do much, then people say, you did all this for nothing? What made you decide that we had to close down schools, close down offices, kick people out of their businesses, lose careers over it, put people in jail over this? Well, interestingly, we have a study coming out of Oxford University. And according to a team of international researchers, they created a model that estimated COVID death and unemployment rates in response to different pandemic policies. And the results suggested that the lockdowns, right, did lower fatality rates, but if you left people up to their own behavior, just as effective. So where did they get this from? Well, in Sweden, they let people use common sense. And they did not have the high death rates as people would have expected based on the non-lockdown, non-restrictive, oppressive sort of measures. And so they're concluding that the COVID lockdowns were no more effective at reducing infections than people using their common sense and adapting their behavior. Now, I told you this where, now they're not saying that the masks and vaccines and a lot of the public health measures made it worse. They're not saying that. But they're saying that when they look at countries or they looked at areas, which is something that Florida has been saying for a while, those areas that were not as restrictive still were able to have success at lowering illness. Now, why is this important? It's 2023, almost the end of 2023. Why are people still talking about it? Well, people are still talking about it because as waves of COVID come, as we fear newer infectious disease or pathogens that could be leaked from a lab or get out or mutate to the point where they infect us more, or as we get, let's say, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis starting to enter this country more and more from those who might be carrying it from other countries and for those of us who aren't vaccinated, you have public officials saying, that's okay, we already have lockdowns in place. We already have a system in place. Now, I'm very honest with you guys. As a physician, And with my background in public health and family medicine and psychology and ER, this is where I stood on it. Okay. I think there are going to be bigger and badder things. And I don't think America is prepared in terms of our hospitals, in terms of our ventilators, in terms of our beds. And COVID gave us a dry run. And I don't see us fixing some of the problems that COVID highlighted. I don't see us making more hospital beds. I don't see us enticing more people to enter the workspace. I see us firing people for not getting vaccinated. I see us, not hiring. I see strikes going on because people are underpaid. But I don't see us building our hospital and our medical infrastructure. Well, when hospitals were overwhelmed, it was overwhelmed for two reasons. One, we had high caseload. But two, we had low supply in terms of hospitals. A hospital is overrun if you only have 50 beds. And you have 100 people needing the hospital. So hospitals overrun is very dependent on the numbers. So we need to increase the number of hospitals, increase the number of hospital beds, even if they're makeshift, even if they are converted into other, used for other, other things, right? Sorry for the lack of eloquence here, but we did not have enough infrastructure in place. Many of us business owners were going to close down based on the numbers rising anyway. We didn't need governments threatening us. We didn't need to be threatened to go to jail. We didn't need to be threatened to lose our license. Me personally, we were going to close down for a couple weeks. We had a couple hair salons. Say, ladies, look, if you guys want to be with your kids, now that the schools are closing, go ahead. We were going to shut down anyway. A lot of people were already going to lay low. Now, were you going to have some idiots that were going to still swap spit and whatever? Yeah, like you do during flu season, like we do during pneumonia season. That people party. That's what they do. But many individuals were already starting to take cover, or they were already starting to, maybe avoid parties. Instead, things got canceled. Things got changed to the point now where here we are almost 4 years later, and we can't get people back to work. We can't get parents to bring their kids back to school. Now, there's other reasons for that with the violence and all that. But the attitude of, well, we did it during COVID, didn't go away. You could turn things off like a light switch, but could you turn things back on? So people like me, I was luckily in essential businesses, so I got to still keep working. But even I got the itch of, okay, working from home is kind of nice. So as these studies come out saying, look, the lockdowns were not as effective to the degree that people think, maybe it'll slow down, these public officials' desire to just lock everything down and take over the cities as they did, because unfortunately a bunch of people were still out there.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, we just spoke about this study from Oxford. They found that bringing in pandemic restrictions late when people have already adapted their behavior led to a, quote, dual blow of increased deaths and unemployment. And I think there's going to be in the next year or two a lot more sifting of the data, as many original reports had said people were getting exposed to COVID more because they were around other family members, and whereas they would have been out and about but not confined in their apartment in New York City. So hopefully we'll get more data. I know many of you have a lot of questions on that, but you know, we'll definitely share that. As the data comes in, we'll share it. But I think a lot of people are going to be playing Monday morning quarterback on what we did during the COVID pandemic to look at what we did right, what we did wrong. Now, we want to move to how these clinical trials are done and diversity. And the diversity, the patient pools. When we spoke about the COVID vaccine, and I'm licensed in Alabama and Mississippi, many of my patients who were not vaccinated, when I asked them, you know, what made you decide not to vaccinate, many of my patients who were black said we were not represented in the studies. There were only 7.9% black patients in the original Pfizer study. And even though the population is, I believe, 12.5% and higher, many individuals felt that they were not represented appropriately. So how would the side effects or the efficacy be measured as well? And so this is something that I've called for long in terms of medicine and clinical trials. And joining us next, who I'm really, really excited about, is Dr. Elizabeth Ofili, MD, MPH, FACC, Professor of Medicine at Morehouse School of Medicine, who is a practicing cardiologist with Morehouse Healthcare in Atlanta, to talk to us about the importance of diversifying our patient populations in clinical trials. Dr. Ofili, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zalia. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for all you do.
Well, we appreciate you, and this is something that has frustrated me ever since I was a student. When we look at blood pressure medicine, when we look at diabetes medicine, cholesterol care, you know, we have differences oftentimes in men, women, multiple demographics and race. And so if our clinical trials only seem to be concentrated on one group or a few groups, many other individuals feel that they are, you know, marginalized, not included. So talk to us about, you know, why it's so important to have the representation in clinical trials.
Yes, again, I think you introduced this very well, and COVID is just a stark example. So if drugs are developed and not representing and not the population that's affected are not well represented in the clinical trial, that would be problematic. As you know, the clinical trials are designed after a drug has gone through a lot of processes, and it's sort of almost like that last stage before it gets released to the public. But we need to know, like you said, how effective is it, how any side effects. And that can vary whether you're a man or woman, black, white, other ethnicities, and all the comorbidities that you have. So the challenge that we have in lack of representation is it continues to perpetuate these disparities. Because, of course, maybe people won't take it, or even when they take it, they don't take it consistently. And then who has access to the drug at the end of the day? So there are all these reasons why representation matters, and why we want to have more. And I really appreciate your how you're engaging this conversation.
Oh, no worries. You know, when it comes to colon cancer screening, prostate cancer screening, I have for years told my African American patients and my black patients, I'm not going to wait till you're 50. You know, there's aggressive we know that there are certain populations that are affected more aggressively by some diseases. And so, you know, it's high time that this. Now, we're really grateful for Amgen and Morehouse School of Medicine, because you guys have been ahead of the curve. Talk to us about what you've all been doing to help address this.
Yes, thank you so much. So the African American Heart Study is focused on looking at the lipoprotein little a. It is more common in blacks, and we know that it actually leads to more problems with the blood vessels because it's more inflammatory. So one of the opportunities we have is to partner with Morehouse School of Medicine, with Amgen as a sponsor coming in and speaking to us at Morehouse with our historic engagement of the African-American community, and also bringing in the Association of Black Cardiologists, who are really working with physicians around the country who are particularly interested in addressing disparities, especially among blacks and other minorities. So by bringing the three together, we have an opportunity to work with providers who are, as part of this study, who are actually in the community where the patients are not having to necessarily go to a large health system, but there is very much community facing, and it begins to address some of the root cause that we know, which is a lack of trust in the system. Mm-hmm. And these providers have already earned the trust. So that gives us that opportunity to bypass some of the initial challenges of lack of trust.
Exactly. Absolutely. We are speaking to Dr. Elizabeth Ofili, professor of medicine at Morehouse School of Medicine and practicing cardiologist with Morehouse Healthcare in Atlanta. One example of this, and it might not be intentional, but I saw this time and time again with my black female patients. They would become hypokalemic, lose potassium, more often with the diuretics than their Caucasian counterparts. And low potassium has been linked to heart disease, not necessarily from medication, but in terms of diet, etc. And so I've been dying to see, you know, the medical community have a little bit more caution when we are lowering people's potassium levels, especially in the black communities.
That is such an excellent point. And, you know, with the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, they talked for a long time about the DASH diet and how that, because of the fresh fruits, vegetables, there's better potassium balance. You're right. I think people need to understand these fundamental differences. Some of it is environmental, as we say. Some of it is how we grew up. Maybe the vegetables are overcooked and different things that we're bringing to whatever health condition we have. And so you're hypertensive. We also know diuretics do work well for blood pressure control. But as you're saying, is don't just put it on and forget about it. Check their labs, make sure they're not getting low, and then encourage them to maybe modify their diet. Because, you know, patients will do better as far as the diet and have more potassium. So you're absolutely correct. And some of this is about this personalization, and that's where you're getting to, and it is absolutely vital.
Absolutely. So talk to us about, like, you know, these genetic studies, you know, and looking at, talk to us about that.
Yes. So the lipoprotein A is actually an interesting particle. It is like all cholesterol particles. It has a fat component and then it has a protein component. The protein component or ApoA actually results in more stickiness of the particle, so it's more likely to cause damage. The genetic part of it comes up because we know that individuals have this level that's genetically determined. So by the time we're 5 years old, that level is fixed. And even if we do wonderful diet, exercise, even our current statin drugs, it doesn't much affect lipoprotein A. So this is why our study is actually focused on trying to, number one, address the African-Americans. I mean, I'm black, and I have a high level. I did not know it until my daughter insisted I go get checked. If she got checked and found out she had high level. And our levels are about the same. So that's like, okay, this is genetically driven, but how does this then matter within our study? When we bring people in, they will have that one visit to get the blood work drawn and also have, you know, their measurement, the physical measurement, as well as the exam and the surveys. But most importantly, that sample will then be processed. So we're going to be doing genetic associations as a part of that sample. And then we're also going to be looking differently at that LPA level. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity then to talk back and return and engage with the participants about their LPA level. We think that's a crucial aspect of our study. Yeah.
It's life-saving. It's life-saving. Dr. Ofili, sadly, we're out of time. How can my listeners find out more information?
You've been wonderful. Please, listeners, go to aaheartstudy.com. There you will find information about questions to pre-qualify yourself. We'll tell you about the sites that we could refer you to. Importantly, we value your time, so you get $125 for being a part of the study.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Ofili. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, still plans on being first. It set its primary for January 23rd of 2024 in defiance of President Biden and the Democratic National Committee's preference for South Carolina as the initial primary contest. Multiple Capitol Police officers were injured during a clash with pro-Palestinian demonstrators.
Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault. Six Capitol officers suffered injuries.
The mother of the six-year-old boy accused of shooting his first-grade teacher during class in Newport News, Virginia, in January, was sentenced yesterday. Deja Taylor will serve 21 months in prison on federal charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last year when my son with his senior project group worked with the local fire department to help design a fire suppression system, this was in light of, as a lot of our cars are moving towards lithium batteries, and we're really, really concerned about the fire risk and the fire dangers of lithium batteries. So I'm extremely excited about our next guest, Jennifer Williams, Senior Research and Amplification Specialist for FSRI, the Fire Safety Research Institute. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so grateful. Talk to us about the Take Charge of Battery Safety campaign.
Sure. It's our effort to educate the public on how to stay safe with lithium-ion battery-powered devices. Everything from cell phones, laptops, e-bikes, kids' electric toys, even your lawn tools. There are so many devices around us, and it's important, especially now ahead of the holiday shopping season, to learn how to take charge of battery safety.
And as we know, the amount of water needed, you know, the amount of resources needed to extinguish fires from these mean prevention is key. So when, you know, we are empowering people to take charge of battery safety, what does that entail?
Sure. Well, CHARGE is actually an acronym, and so each letter in the acronym stands for a different safety measure that you can take. So C is for choose certified products. When you're shopping for these devices, you want to make sure you're looking for a label on the product that shows that it's been tested by a nationally certified testing laboratory. H stands for handle with care. Make sure that you're only using the charger that comes with that device and that you're storing it properly away from extreme temperatures and especially as you're charging it away from your exits. A is for always stay alert for warning signs. If your device is damaged, overheated, there's a strange odor, or maybe even light wispy smoke, you want to stop using it immediately. R stands for recycle battery-powered devices properly. Never throw them in the trash, but instead take them to your local recycling center.
Mm-hmm.
G is for get out if there's a fire. We want to make sure that you're following your fire escape plan and calling 911. And E, educate others. These safety tips are so important, and our campaign can help you educate your loved ones and your community.
No, it is. Amen, Jennifer. Man, we appreciate you. With small fires, like we've seen these with phones and things like that, what are if it's manageable, what do you recommend in terms of extinguishing?
Well, if there's a fire in your home, we really would rather you get out and call 911 because
right.
These fires can escalate so quickly they could leave you with 1 minute or less to get out. So by the time you see those warning signs, it's really time to just escape. We don't want you to stay and try to deal with it. You need to leave it to the professionals. Call 911 and let the fire department handle it.
Absolutely. And so what are other reminders? What are other signs that people are having issues with their batteries?
Sure. Again, the warning signs you need to look for, if the device starts to overheat, if it's damaged or cracked, if you smell a strange odor, you might see some light wispy smoke coming from it or hear popping sounds. That means that it's going into what we call thermal runaway and it is about to catch on fire and you need to get out as quickly as you can.
So, you know, the Fire Safety Research Institute has been with us for a long time and has been providing a lot of resources and a lot of support. You know, when it comes to now our obsession with lithium-ion batteries and their growth and their use, what advice are you giving in terms of consumers staying safe?
Again, really following this acronym, it's taking the consumers through choosing the actual product from the store, how to take care of it once you have it, again, using that same charger that comes with the device, really knowing what those warning signs are so you have the earliest alert that there's a problem, knowing how to get rid of the device when it's no longer usable, and again, if there is a fire, the importance of getting out quickly because our research is showing that 1 minute or less time to escape, and there's just not enough time to plan in the moment. You need to plan ahead.
It is so true. You know, we've heard of cases where people are in their electric vehicle and the fire is so quick that they can't grab what's in the back seat. And so, you know, there's been some discussion on, you know, should we have kids in the back seat of some of these cars? It's definitely a conversation we all need to have. And do you anticipate that the fire safety and the fire risks are going to cause, you know, people to maybe use them less, or will they just maybe try to have more, shall we say, safety measures such as car fire suppression systems or other things that they're going to try to improve on?
Sure. Well, we're certainly not asking people to use these devices less than they are currently. They've really become a pivotal part of our everyday lives, but instead we're sharing safety tips that they can take, and we know that manufacturers are looking into ways to make products safer and also safety standards. So there's a lot of work going on right now to address these issues, and that's a big part of what my team does, is conducting the research to ensure that we understand how these batteries operate, what happens when they catch on fire, what we can learn for the fire service training, as well as public safety, such as this campaign.
Wonderful. Where can my listeners go for more information?
They can go to batteryfiresafety.org, where they can watch our new PSA video and download free resources to share with their loved ones and community.
I love it. Jennifer Williams, we really appreciate you and everything the Fire Safety Research Institute does. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it is. It's kind of fascinating where we've gone with tech. And, you know, I'm really mixed on this, because when you are in the sciences, you know, you, as much as you are resistant to change and you're like, I love old school, it's very difficult to not, shall we say, you know, move forward. And I think the Energy Department has just given another $3.5 billion in funding. Let me find that. I just heard the Energy Department, yes, they've announced up to $3.5 billion for companies that produce batteries and the critical minerals that go into them. Now, they look at these lithium batteries as a adjunct to their climate change campaign and to help protect the climate, because we're climate change activists are trying to steer away from gasoline. These lithium ion batteries, however, that are now the dominant battery type for electric vehicles and clean energy storage, a big concern I have is the electrical demands or the resources it needs, but the water it takes to douse these fires or these car fires. And our water is a very limited resource. And so I think there needs to be conversations on all sides on what is the best way to proceed, because there's this big push that our current battery materials are not going to keep up with pace and demand to help fight climate change. And I know in my neck of the woods, we can't lose any more water. And car fires sadly happen, and they happen frequently upon, infrequently in terms of the whole, but in terms of damage to the battery, they can happen more frequently than we want them to. And in order to extinguish these fires, it takes a lot of resources, tens of thousands of gallons of water. And these are things that we need to think about. And so, you know, preventing the fire in the first place is paramount. I just don't think we're having as much focus evenly distributed when it comes to these sorts of conversations. And so, you know, we've heard of laptops starting to go on fire. We've heard of devices in the middle of an airplane starting to go on fire. That's why I had asked Jennifer Williams that question, because you're on a flight. You're in the middle of a flight and you can't evacuate. And we have had multiple reports of products just lighting on fire. Now, I think the tech industry has done better to try to protect and have a suppression system built in indirectly in terms of, you know, prevention of these, but you guys know electronics more than I do, and you understand lithium batteries a lot more than I do. Obviously, this is a big concern, especially in areas where you cannot evacuate. So I think we do have a lot of education to still disseminate and learn and understand before we move to all lithium. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so you guys have been telling me for years now don't use Google. Google is biased. And here's the thing. I use Google. I use Bing. Sometimes DuckDuckGo. But I use Google a lot. And I understand, I'm not stupid, that there are articles that will be brought to the front, have more SEO, search engine optimization, get more visibility than others. But, and my censoring that I get, when I get censored, I know a lot of my posts get shadow banned on Twitter, Facebook. It's fascinating. I could write something completely, you know, I don't know, about a cartoon or something about a movie or whatever. Everybody sees it. But when I wrote about early on what was going on with the Hamas attack, no, you saw the insights. Hardly anybody saw it. So I understand that this happens. But this is the final straw. And this happened to me yesterday. And this is really getting ridiculous. So let me tell you what happened with me and Google. I get an email saying there is going to be a review takedown notice. Now, I don't review a lot. I always give good reviews for everything. However, when it came to the Barbie movie, I complimented I thought the stars were fantastic. I thought the music was fantastic, the costumes. And I'll read you my review. But honestly, nope, didn't really like the storyline. Google notifies me yesterday that the following review has been automatically removed because it was identified as a violation of our off-topic policy. Off-topic. So my review of Barbie was not 5 stars. And I'll read you what the review is. But Google is taking that down. Why? Because maybe they just want positive reviews of the movie. I don't know. So this was my review. No lie. This is my review. And I never review movies online. I mean, you know, I'll tell you guys what I think maybe on Facebook. But with this, I'm like, look, you know, because I really, really wanted Barbie to take a different turn, and I hope they do. So I gave some real constructive criticism. So this is all I wrote. All right, here's my review. The cast and costumes were fantastic, but the storyline could have been so much better. It was depressing, and the audience barely laughed at some of the infrequent humor, which is true. I was the loudest one laughing, and there was just only a couple times. They say the Barbie movie could have been such a blockbuster series with fun, adventurous storylines without being anti-man and anti-women. Ending the movie with a concentration on gynecology was very odd. Lost opportunity, considering the cast and music were incredible. That was my review. And they're taking it down because it was off topic. What the hell movie was I talking about then? I wasn't talking about Lord of the Rings, okay? Which is 5,000 stars in my book. What is happening? Now, they said that we discovered this through our automated system. It is a permanent action taken globally. Reviews are meant to be helpful and trustworthy. This is now their form letter, all right? So they took mine down, not because it was inappropriate, but because it was off topic, they said. So they said, I can always modify and resubmit your review in line with our policies. Okay, this, I'm not trying to bring down Barbie. I want the Barbie series to take a different turn. And that was just my suggestion. I think you could have Barbie, you know, like Wonder Woman or something else. There's so many things that she could do. She could be inspiring, fun. But it really, I felt it would to be anti-man and anti-woman. It made men look ridiculous. And then they concentrate, the ending with the gynecology comment was stupid. And, you know, they kept doing butt shots of her. And, you know, they it did perpetuate, you know, what women are trying to fight. But it, so to me, I felt that it also, it felt like people walking out were saying, you know, to their boyfriends, I don't think that way. So women almost had to be apologetic, saying that doesn't represent me. And so I just want that change. Make a movie that's fun. Margot Robbie is fantastic. She deserves to have a whole series. I understand she's Harley Quinn, but the last Harley Quinn movie didn't do that well. There's so much they could do with her and Barbie. And Ryan Gosling, fantastic. You know, the I'm Ken, great song, but again, you know, some anti-man sentiment. The Will Ferrell is so gifted, and they made his role so stupid. And I can't talk about that. And Google will take down. And the only thing I could think of is because I gave it a 1 star. That, where's the access? Where's the liberty? Where's the freedom? Now, Google has every right to, it's a private company, to make decisions. It's a private company. It's not a public company. But you guys have been telling me for years, it's biased, it's biased, it's biased. You know, Google is our go-to oftentimes. You know, our Dr. Google, not for me, but for patients, and it's frustrating. So what did they keep? They kept this review. Somebody did 5 stars, an unforgettable delight. Where do I even begin? Barbie 2023 is a tour de force that has left me utterly captivated, enchanted, and spellbound. 10 out of 10 rating. I mean, so they have those. A mesmerizing and modern masterpiece. I was immediately transported to a world of imagination and wonder. Yeah, so those are the ones they're leaving. That, to me, is off topic. You're almost describing an LSD or psychedelic mushroom high. But those get to stay. Mine say, look, the Barbie could have been a blockbuster series with fun, adventurous storylines. That gets taken down. And so, I'm not naive. Huh? It's just when it happens to you personally, you're like, come on. Come on. And what really worries me, and has worried me from the beginning in terms of COVID, in terms of medicine, you know, when you're trying to look something up, and if Google or these other search engines are all about the narrative, it's how do you know you're getting the full story? And it's frightening. Now, when it comes to abortions, is anybody talking about the lifelong trauma that many people who have had abortions have? No. Now, I'm not saying this to be anti-abortion, but I'm saying, can you Google that? I mean, when you say, you know, I'm considering an abortion, it's all about, oh, here you could go. It's easy. It's great. Painless. This is what you could do. Blah, blah, blah. And what about, you know, do you want to get some support? Do you want to, you know, mind you, you might have regret 5 years from now, 10 years from now. One of my patients said she just started bawling because a child asked if that they had a brother or sister. And apparently what had happened with this one patient is she had an abortion a few years prior because she wasn't ready and she was with a relationship that she, didn't want to continue the pregnancy with. But after her last child, because of complications, she couldn't have anymore. And so if she did have regret, it was suppressed until her child asked, do I have a brother or sister? Now, I'm not saying that that needs to be all over Google, but if you're not getting all sides to things, how do you make an educated decision about anything? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.